Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
First down from the Chicago 30. Punch formation right. Caleb Williams in the gun with one back. Swift. Here's the snap. Here's the pass to Swift, and he's knocked down by Petrie. What a blast in the backfield.
What recognition by Petrie. Recognize the formation and played fast, and as soon as the ball hit the fingertips of Swift, Petrie was there. Man, is he having a good year.
That's a Stafford stick.
A Stafford stick.
Stafford stick.
Balls. Yeah, that's wild. You heard the way that the ooh, just see that almost.
You could
nasty.
Hear the hit.
Yeah, you could. That is before we became more enlightened as a football public, that's what we would have called getting jacked up.
Yeah.
You got Lopez, you got Figgy Figgy, you got myself, Reginald Atitula. All right, man. I'll put my hand up. I've been a little more negative than you should be on a Victory Monday. So let's talk about who played really well in the course of a Texans 19-13 victory on Sunday Night Football versus the Chicago Bears. And we got to talk about that man right there, Jalen Petrie.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give him his flowers. Got to. I know that B. Scott very early on was this like, oh man, this might be one of the best games that he has played in a Texas uniform. And absolutely, right? One of the things for me with him was, what is one of those watchwords that D'Amico has for his team? Physicality.
Yeah.
And he embodied that to a T with that play. But you saw all around the field, it wasn't just him, but he definitely stood out. Number 5 stood out for giving that physicality and bringing that to this game.
I mean, he's found a home. You know, we wondered about how, you know, how they were using him during camp and preseason, and is this going to finally work? Well, breaking news, it works. He looked the part. And great analysis there from Andre Ware, because it was a recognition play. It was a scouting. I've watched film. I know what's coming. I know what they do when this play is called, and didn't even hesitate.
Yeah, I will meet you there.
Yes, it was very reminiscent of the Christian Harris play on the interception. We heard the mic'd up stuff with D'Amico. Hey, if you see this, do this. And he got that big interception against the Browns. Very reminiscent of that. But it's one thing to have all these things in your mind, but to have it as second nature where you're not thinking about it, so you're not going slow. You know, I mean, he went because he'd practiced it, he'd scouted it, he knew what was coming.
Yeah, it's what they talk about is just read and react, where you're not seeing the gears turning, you're not thinking, right? You've done the work ahead of time, trust the instincts.
Yeah.
That was instincts, and then that allows you to play fast, play physical, and that's exactly what Jalen Petrie did. So I wanted to give him his flowers. At one point during the game, B. Scott turns, like, who do you think was the best player of this game? And the one answer I had, Derek Stingley. Because Stingley was hooping in the course of this, man. Like, again, early on, and this was a question that we had earlier, is like, is he going to travel at all? And in this game, buddy, he was plastered to number two, DJ Moore, and he did a fantastic job, ultimately also coming up with an interception in the course of this. We'll pair this with another one that comes up in Kamari Lassiter. And ultimately, you got to come around and say, hey, remember how we were talking about the idea of a turnover defense? It's here.
Yeah, it's here. It is here, and Derek Stingley. You know, you mentioned earlier, and it got me thinking that maybe they'll travel him a lot. Maybe they won't. Maybe it's a team like this that has one real threat. Eliminate that threat, and you get better. But I'm also starting to wonder. Maybe they do just pick out a guy. You know, no matter, even if you have two or three big time opponents, like their best receiver, and say, go with him.
Yeah.
Go get him. It's going to be interesting to watch. And you also just said, you know, who was the best? Derek Stingley is absolutely a good choice. Not my choice. My choice is Henry To'oto. Like, that dude was a monster.
Yeah.
And that's not something we've ever said about Henry, ever about Henry. He's had some decent games. He's made some plays. He led the team in tackles. He had a tackle for loss. He had a sack.
That's correct.
He was really on the field, you know, that much, because Christian Harris is out, and just absolutely rocked the Bears, like continually rocked them. And also, similar to Jalen Petrie, there was no hesitation in his steps.
No, you can see that he's gotten real comfortable with this. And so you can tell he's getting to a place where he's trusting what he's seeing as well, right? Because that was one of the issues in some ways, that you end up like half a foot away from where you needed to be, and that also put him in a place to miss tackles.
Yeah.
That was one of the issues. When you're in the right spot, it makes it easier for you to complete those, finish those tackles. He did that in another way. He was another one that had that physicality in the course of it, and it makes it so that you're not doing nearly the same amount of, imagine what Christian Harris looks like when he gets back, because you can do that. Mm-hmm. And that does get the blood pumping a little bit, but also it does not feel like you are longing for Christian Harris to return because of a deficiency of some sort. Henry To'oto stepped up to the plate in a way that absolutely has to be applauded.
13 tackles all over the field. And so, you know, it kind of pulling the curtain back, you know, once we do a show, I start deleting all my messages and notes from the previous day. I didn't delete this one, though, because this is what I wrote on Friday when we were talking about the keys to the game. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are going to be key. If they go off, it's going to be a long night for Caleb Williams. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter went off. I mean, they went absolutely off.
Yeah, and I thought they went off to the degree of, it was real cute. They got matching sacks, right, just from different sides.
They met
of the field.
At the quarterback, literally.
They sure did. One of those as well. Let me get this one here. This is Will Anderson going and tattooing number 18.
Third down and a long one at the 41-yard line, and Carter checking in late, stacks up with DJ Moore wide side right. On third down and short, Williams shotgun, Swift to his left, Adunze short side left. Williams calls for the ball. Play clock running down, leg down. Williams fakes the give, and he's sacked! Eaten alive by Will Anderson
Jr. That's right.
Yeah.
Boy, he just engulfed him. I mean, he went just gobbled him up.
Eaten alive.
You couldn't even see Caleb Williams after Will got there.
Yeah, man, and Danielle Hunter gave you one from the other side. Yeah. Those were hits that you started seeing coming. Those were, oh, no! Yeah, yeah. Like, you almost wanted, like, you know, that was a, Ricky! Like, you are in danger. How do you not see this? And it was beautiful to see. We talked about that particular matchup for me on that right side with Braxton Jones, their left tackle. I was like, oh, he that's food over there. Yeah. And they did what they needed to do coming up and getting those sacks, but also just constantly applying pressure. Those guys, they deserved it after week one, where they had to, you know, be a little more conservative and making sure to keep contained. They got to go feed.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They just made life so miserable for Caleb Williams. It was ridiculous. I want to say Caleb Williams, yeah, here it is right here. They had 12 pressures and 5 sacks on blitzes. Which, by the way, let's say that D'Amico Ryans hooped. Because D'Amico Ryans, in his DNA, doesn't really blitz a lot. Well, they blitzed a lot, and they got 12 pressures and 5 sacks out of it. So give it to D'Amico Ryans as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was really – I mean, I always think of it when you have a rookie quarterback that – one of the opportunities is go mm-hmm. heat him up. I thought with Caleb Williams, it'll be interesting to see if they decide to do mm-hmm. that because of his ability to escape. And boy, did he do that. Yeah, I know that Danielle Hunter talked about it a little bit because you had the picturesque instance of Danielle grabbing a fistful of jersey and Caleb still getting free. And he was like, man, that guy's got strong legs. But even with that, they were not afraid to go and rush him. Now, there wasn't one instance where you had an opportunity to sack him because you sent 6. You still happened to let a little bit of space where Caleb got through. There wasn't as many of those as there was Caleb in trouble, fighting for his life, dancing. Where there was one of those where he almost got free and still, because it was just so many people, he could not get there. They sent pressure. They heat him up, and you saw that was an effect on him. So, yeah, definitely shout out to the man calling the play.
And Matt Burke. I always want to give Matt Burke credit. But, yeah, they blitzed 42% of his dropbacks. That is the most, if you're wondering, that a D'Amico Ryans defense has ever blitzed.
And that led to a pressure rate of about 48%, which was very, very high. Fantastic job by the defensive line. I do want to go back a little bit. Actually, no, let's go forward because I can't forget this man, and I want to make sure that we give him his credit here as well. Can you give me cut number 32 here, Fig? It's not the one that I was looking for because it wasn't the longest one, but this man that they call Emi, he hooped.
This is big for a 2-score lead early in the fourth quarter. Weeks with the snap, 53-yard attempt, right hash mark. Here's the spot. The kick is on the way. Plenty of leg, and it's good. Fairbairn hits it again. from beyond 50.
The guy is 2 weeks in, a long way to go. It could change. The best kicker in the NFL. And I know there have been some great ones.
Hey, Justin Tucker falling off, man.
He has. I know Butker has done his thing.
Yeah, he hit his game winner up there. That's cute.
Yeah.
How many 50-yarders you got, though?
Six. You got six?
You got six of them things?
How about a 59?
Kaimi got six of them things. Yeah. 7-7 on the season. Six 50-plus yarders. Kaimi Fairbairn is indeed the only kicker in NFL history to make at least three 50-plus yard field goals in multiple games throughout his career. If you're scoring at home, he did it in back-to-back weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever done them in two weeks in their career. He did it in back-to-back weeks. Plus, he's the first kicker in NFL history to make 5-plus 50-yard field goals in a two-game span. Like, he is Johnny on the spot. You need him to
be
there.
He's winning the games.
And he's there, yeah. The leading scorer for your team, especially, and it's huge, especially in an instance where this is where you definitely lean into the idea of, hey man, when you just need to win, if the offense is doing things where they're shooting themselves in the foot, where you know they're not necessarily getting themselves, just get anywhere near close, get any semblance of close, and Kaimi will give you an opportunity to put points on the board.
I mean, there was one, I believe it was after the review that the Texans won, but they didn't, where. How many times have you been like this? It's like pushing 60-something yards, and I'm sitting there going, kick it, kick it, because he's gonna make it. Like it was, you know, that's the confidence you have right now in Kaimi Fairbairn. The guy is just nails in every sense of the term. Now we're talking about who hooped, and this
a lot of defensive guys.
They did. It stands to reason. Two that for sure. I know you're thinking of. Kamari Lassiter, just the way that he can make a play on the ball is just uncanny. And then this guy that we're just every week taking for granted, that's Mario Edwards, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Mario Edwards just pushes the pile, makes tackles, got another sack. I mean, those two guys, you can't forget what they're doing on the defensive side.
Oh, that's a great point by the man, T. Mill. Appreciate you listening, buddy.
Yeah.
He said, don't forget, Kaimi would have had an eighth field goal if they didn't botch the end of the first half last week.
Yeah.
So, but yes, Mario Edwards, he steps into, he's doing next man up stuff where we almost forget he's next man up, right? Denico Autry is out for the first six games of the season, rather. And it's been no problem. Mario will come in and do what he needs to do, and he has. He absolutely got to salute that man, applying pressure from the middle of the field to the point where I really hated that, what was it, the unnecessary roughness penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Up the middle, because it just felt like, hey, that's a great great play up the middle. But, yeah, Mario Edwards definitely deserves credit. I want to give an offensive guy a little
bit of love. I do, too. I was saying, who are you saying?
I wonder if it's the same one. It is wide receiver one. Nico Collins, right? Like, it just, he
wide receiver one.
That is the caliber
until
of play.
Further notice.
That is the caliber of play that you are getting from Nico Collins. Nico Collins, quiet as is kept in this game, 135, 10 targets, 8 receptions, and a touchdown. And the thing about it is, it's just so damn smooth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's running what slants, posts that look real simple, just getting inside, but he has so much, like, in addition to the big body, speed, fluidity, grace, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm putting together a perfume commercial with these adjectives that I'm using. But, like, all of that comes together in a way where he feels undeniable, you know? And I love that. Obviously, CJ has a ton of targets that he has at his luxury, and it feels like Nico Collins is one that... It's just always there. He talked a little bit about like the building relationship that they have, and it just feels so smooth that you go Nico Tank or sorry CJ to Nico, easy money.
Yeah, and CJ said after the game, he's our I'm paraphrasing. He said he's our version of Andre Johnson, lofty comparison there. But I'm gonna add one on the offense.
Please do.
And that is one CJ Stroud.
Yeah, fair enough.
One CJ Stroud. I was just, I mean, I was sitting next to you at the time, and that one play that he made, but he made several where, especially in the first half, you know, things kind of bogged down in the second half, but you're like, normal quarterbacks don't even come close to making that play. Like he's an abnormal quarterback. He's a special quarterback. Like the plays that
he's different.
He's just, It's mind blowing the plays that he can make and the places that he can put that ball, man.
Yeah, the play that sticks in my mind, and maybe it's just because I had the end zone view hanging out in the suite a little bit, was the play where it's kind of broken. He's making something happen, and he spots Tank Dell before Tank gets open. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I'm with anticipation, and if Tank catches that, it is a go away touchdown, right? Yeah. He's just out in the open, over the top of the safeties. It's about to be an out and out touchdown, and it's just one of those things where you get a different perspective of it, and you're just like watching him make magic. We are watching a dude make magic on the regular.
Yes.
And it really is a beauty, because not only is that something special in the NFL, period, but again, this is where I'll go back to the thing that happens in the NBA, especially with Jason Tatum, where he's only 19 years old. He still is. In his second year. And yeah. Just at the beginning of it, too, right? Like, the expectation that he's going to do this, that's where it is. It's an expectation. It's not just, oh, wow, this is found money. The expectation that he's going to do this, the weight that carries, it's immense. Like, we shouldn't forget that. And he delivers every time.
Time and again. It's incredible. What the Texans, what you have, Houston, at the quarterback position, even on what largely will be considered, they were all right. You know, they struggled a little bit on defense, and he was incredible.
Yeah. So shout out to the 713 CJ when he scrambled. Other coach, where's Nico? Yeah, that's what you need to be on. Shout out to our guy Derwin. Yeah, like, you absolutely need to be on, because they have such an immense relationship. It just, when CJ gets open, he knows that he's going to find Nico Collins. In addition, to all that, there's a lot of guys to shout out.
Yeah,
when we talked about who hooped, I love that, man, because they deserve it, man. It was a fantastic game for your Texans. 19-13 is a victory. 2-0 is the score in favor of what's happening. I didn't even get to this one, so you will get to use this as we move along in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Lunchtime confessions coming up. A little bit of an audio spice element is coming from Lopez. If I could tease that, make sure you stick around. We'll do it next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.